You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I was holding a meeting up in East Texas years ago, and morning service like this, there's four or five pastors there. And we all stood around the preachers talking after service. In fact, we talked for an hour or two. And finally, one left, another left. And the last one left, he shook hands. This pastor shook hands with the pastor where I was holding the meeting and myself. And as he shook hands with me, he said, "Pray for me." And I just held on to his hand and said, "What for?" And he looks all startled. See, we just get in the habit of saying things don't mean a thing in the world. I said, "What for?" Well, he looked at me, sort of blinked his eyes, and he said, pray for me that I have more faith."
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, now, as long as people are just really bona fide babies, you can carry them. The Bible teaches us that there's a similarity between physical growth and spiritual growth. You know, as well as I know, nobody's born a full-grown human. They're born babies and they grow up. And nobody's born a full-grown Christian. The Bible said, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." And right at first, when you're first born again, when you're first child of God, you are a baby, and God will permit others to carry you. But the mistake that we made in the church world is to keep people babies. And leave the impression with them that you can carry them all their life, and you can't carry them all their life. One question that was asked me, more than any other one question, 8 times out of 10, when I'd open it up for questions and answers, and I used to hold long meetings. I'd never go anywhere in less than 3 weeks. I'd hold meetings in churches, you see. And I'd never accept an invitation in less than 3 weeks, and I'd say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and even 9 weeks in one spot, teaching every day and preaching every night. And then when I get towards the end of the meeting, I just tell everybody, hold your questions now. Because I was teaching on faith in the daytime, you see. And when we get towards the end of the meeting, well, then if it takes a week, we'll just take a whole week to answer questions every morning, you see. And you know, the majority of the time, when I got to the end of the time, they said, "Well, you've already answered all of our questions." But then, those questions that were answered wouldn't make a bit of difference in the world, whether it's in California or New York, whether it's in Florida or Washington State, whether it's down here in Texas or up in Minnesota, whether it's in the United States or over in Canada, this one question was asked 8 times out of 10. But thinking, when I first got saved, every time they prayed for me, I got healed. And now then, I don't ever get healed. Sometimes the same people praying. Why? Well, that's very simple. When you first got saved, you was a baby, and God allowed somebody to carry you, but now you're not a baby anymore, and He won't let anybody carry you. He said, "Put that big kid down, let him walk." Now don't shout me down, I just cause I'm preaching real good. Just put that big kid down, let him walk. And you didn't want to walk. You still wanted to be a baby, still wanted to be carried. You know, it'd make just as much sense for you not ever, never have a stitch or a rag of clothes of your own, just always depend on wearing somebody else's clothes. You wouldn't think about that. But it'd make just as much sense to do that as it would be never have any faith of your own or any prayer life. You don't just depend on somebody else's faith and somebody else's prayer to carry you. Come on now. No, you see, if we're out anything ourselves, if we have to put forth any effort ourselves, we're just not much in favor of that. We want somebody else to do it for us. But no, the Bible teaches us personal responsibility. Well, I just always believed that I could do what the Bible said do. If the Bible said believe, I believe I could believe. If the Bible said repent, I believed I could repent. I don't believe God's unjust, do you? I believe I'm capable of doing what He asked me to do. Amen. Well, like I said, we people are not altogether to blame, however. Because sometimes the church, sometimes the preacher, sometimes the lack of right teaching or wrong teaching has held people in a babyhood stage of Christianity. They have not been able to develop as they should have developed. And so they're not altogether to blame. But that's one reason of these services is to teach people, praise God, how to take advantage of what belongs to them and how to use their faith and their rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. You know, I was preaching right over here in Beaumont one time. And a lady came to me at the close of a morning service just like this. Said, Brother Hagin, I want you to pray for me. Well, I said, what for? You know, I like to know what I'm praying for. Sometimes you don't have to pray about some things because we've already got God's word on it. Now this, you may think this is far-fetched, but man, I could tell you some that would top this one. That's absolutely true. That's the reason I like to ask what I'm praying about, because first, let me say this. First of all, if somebody wants me to pray, then they're expecting me to believe for it. Well, I'm not going to believe for something I don't know what I'm believing for. And if I've already got God's word on it, I don't have to pray about it. God's word already tells me. And then secondly, if they don't want me to believe for it, at least they want me to agree on it. And I'm not going to agree. I can't agree on something I don't know what I'm agreeing on. See, that's the reason there's a lot of lost motion in church and in prayer, because people said, well, just pray for me. Well, what for? I was holding a meeting up in East Texas years ago, and morning service like this, there's four or five pastors there. And we all stood around, the preachers, talking after service. In fact, we talked for an hour or two, and finally one left, another left. And the last one left, he shook hands, this pastor shook hands with the pastor where I was holding a meeting and myself. And as he shook hands with me, he said, pray for me. And I just held on to his hand and said, what for? And he looks all startled. See, we just get in the habit of saying things don't mean a thing in the world. Don't mean a thing in the world. I said, what for? Well, he looked at me, sort of blinked his eyes, and he said, pray for me that I have more faith. Well, I said, that wouldn't do any good. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want more faith, just get in the word. pray for me that I'll just have a closer walk with the Lord. I said, well, that wouldn't do any good unless you're going to do something about it yourself. Amen. If you want a closer walk with the Lord, well, then just stay in the word a little more and pray a little more, and you'll walk close to the Lord. That's the way you walk close to the Lord. Oh, he said, just forget it. I don't know what I meant by it. I don't know what I meant by it. He said, just forget it. And you know, he is just being honest, and that's the truth. We don't know what we mean by some things sometimes. We just say things to be saying something or to make conversation, but we shouldn't do it. We should be sincere about these things. Are you listening? And reverent about them. Now then, this fellow came up here in East Texas. Now you think about this. Some things don't need to be prayed about because we've already got the answer. We've got God's word for it. And he wanted me and the pastor, and I wasn't a member of this man's church, but he was coming there to church. I hope he didn't have any members. Is that stupid? And he'd been coming there to church now, you see. And he wanted us to pray, the pastor and myself, to pray, you see. Now he's married and got a wife, but he wanted us to pray that God would give him the wife of another man there in the church. Now, you'd think nobody would be that stupid, but I'll tell you, some things you're praying about might be just as stupid. I mean, if the Word of God already gives you the answer on it, why pray about it? God's not going to change His Word. The Bible said God don't ever change. He'll be the same before you start praying, while you're praying, when you get through praying. Read it, prayer changes you is what it changes. Amen. Well, now, I'm not going to waste my time of praying that God would give some man who's already married and got a wife somebody else's wife, because that's not the will of God. It'd surprise you how many people are that stupid. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Oh, you get out beyond the Word of God, you're in trouble. Your prayer is not going to work. Your faith's not going to work, and you get out beyond the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this lady over in Beaumont, you remember her? She came at the close of one of these services like this. Said, "Brother Hagin, I want you to pray for me." I said, "What for?" She looked at me sort of startled-like and said, "Well, do I have to tell you?" I said, "Well, I'm not going to pray unless you do." And then I reminded her, if she expected me to believe for something, I got to know what it is I'm believing for. Because I can't believe beyond the Bible.
Amen.
Faith is based on God's Word.
Amen.
Bible faith is based on God's Word. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Or else, if she doesn't want me to believe for it, at least she wants me to agree with her about it. And so I said, "I'm not going to pray unless you do." And I reminded her, well, she, and I'm not making fun of her, I'm just simply stating fact, because I sympathize with the woman, but sympathy won't help her.
No.
She said, she tuned up and began to cry, you know. She said, "Well, I'll tell you, Brother Hagin," she said, "the cares of life and the burdens of life and the worries of life are just so heavy. I just can't carry them. Now, I wanted you to pray that God would do one of two things. That he'd either give me grace to bear them or take about half of them. Boy, I can carry half of them, but I can't carry all of them." Now, she really said that. Well, I said, "Sister, I can't pray either prayer."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I want to talk to you. You hear me say all the time, thank you for helping us. I'm talking to our Rhema partners, the ones who have partnered with us. Well, what is a partner? It's someone that prays regularly for us and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send,
yes,
to help us support Rhema around the world.
Yes.
And you can, if you'd like to join, you can go to rhema.org/WPC and become a partner. And you that are partners, we really want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.